And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Breaker production on Fortis Institute. The state of California continues its descent into lawlessness as National Guard troops rolled into Los Angeles just this week after days of violent anti-ICE riots. The chaos prompted the Treasury Secretary to warn Governor Newsom that he's been threatening to commit criminal tax evasion after Newsom suggested California might stop sending its $80 billion in federal taxes. The Treasury Secretary reminded the governor that federal law attaches personal liability to tax evasion attempts. Apparently, someone needs to explain the basic civics to California's leadership. Meanwhile, former Vice President Kamala Harris threw gas on the fire by backing these overwhelmingly peaceful protests. Speaking of dangerous escalations, an LGBT art exhibit in Brooklyn has surrounded a children's playground with nude images and gender confusion propaganda. The Rooted in Pride display, On Display Where Toddlers Play, features explicit content and artwork claiming gender reveal parties are transphobic, homophobic, and racist. One piece blames President Trump for seeking to destroy LGBT communities because apparently everything is his fault, including their choice to sexualize children's spaces. And the gender madness extends to sports, where Olympic gymnast Simone Biles launched personal attacks against former swimmer Riley Gaines over protecting women's athletics. After Gaines highlighted a girls' softball team whose male star pitched a shutout to win the state championship, Biles called her a sore loser and suggested creating separate transgender categories. Multiple podcast hosts, including Jillian Michaels and tennis legend Martina Navratilova, challenged Biles to an actual debate on the topic. Yeah, if your position has merit, surely you can defend it without resorting to playground insults, right? In Ohio, the Cleveland NAACP proved they're completely untethered from reality by giving out Guardians of Justice awards to school administrators for defying federal anti-DEI orders. They're literally celebrating officials who refuse to comply with presidential directives, calling Trump's executive orders immoral suggestions. 9 Ohio school systems have refused to certify compliance, apparently preferring their fake awards to actual federal funding. The consequences of family breakdown continues mounting as a massive study of 5 million children confirm what we've known for decades. Divorce devastates kids. Children exposed to divorce between ages 0 to 5 see their adult income reduced by 9%, with teen births increasing 73% and mortality rising 35%. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.